Listen, church. Something God quickened to me when we were to start our 6 weeks Fruit of the Womb program. The power of the spoken word. I want to advise you, admonish you, practice it. This year, practice it. Hallelujah. The bride of Jesus Christ, I have been saying this, I'll continue to say it. We are. What differentiates us from the denominational concubine Christians? What differentiates us, hallelujah, is our relationship with God. There is something that we know that has gotten us closer to God than they do. Hallelujah. And when you get close enough to God, then you will become godlike. When Jesus Christ illustrated to us, he looked at that tree and he spoke. He did not conduct deliverance. He didn't even say it more than once. No man eateth fruit from thee henceforth. And he went away. And the Bible says, and the disciples heard him. The disciples heard him. The next day, the tree dried up. And Peter called his attention. See that tree where you cursed is dried up. And Jesus made that statement. Can we read it? Mark chapter 11 verse 23. He says, verse 22. This was his answer in verse 22. He says, and Jesus answering, he was answering Peter. He said unto them, have faith in God. See, he said, have faith in God. That is why I say, when you want to read the Bible, you don't read it academically, you don't read it intellectually, you read in between the lines. The reason I say is, he said, have faith in God. And yet, the next statement, he was going to explain that verse 23. See what he said. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. How do you link verse 23 with verse 22? Have faith in God. There is nothing you brought God into in verse 23. It was you saying it, and yet he said, have faith in God. So that means, that scripture is not talking about you bringing God into the matter. He is saying, have the God kind of faith. God walks by the spoken word. Let there be. Oh, glory be to God. Hey, if somebody can catch this. Hallelujah. Let there be. I am teaching you this thing. Some of you heard me now. Many of them are coming to me. Pastor, just speak. I know if you speak, God will honor your word. I want to exercise the power of the spoken on me. Pastor, speak on me. You know, there are people that no matter what you teach, to kick out denominational hangover out of them is difficult. It's a denominational spirit that taught you, because before you joined the Pentecostals, you were Catholic. Where you can't approach God until you go through Saint somebody. Then you came to Pentecostal. The Pentecostals are teaching you that they are anointed. So you are seeing an anointed man, and he gives you the impression that you can't do anything. He will have to do it for you. And then that mentality is in you. You have found the entire message. Then you are busy running after Prophet Barry Saimeka. We are saying that in my office today. Hallelujah. We are saying it in my office today. Hey, sister came. I said, how long have you been in this church? He said, for 2 years or so. They brought their wine for my entitlement. Wine, my entitlement. Okay, the sister brought wine. And I was asking her, 2 years, have you ever entered my office? She said, no. I said, because I'm not a prophet, Abby. She said, no. She has never gone to meet any prophet in this church for prayer. She comes, she sits down here, she receives what is coming up from the altar, and she goes with it. Now she's been here 2 years. Now she don't get a husband. Then there are some that have been here for the past 5 years. They stay long, oh, with Sunday, oh, when the husband no come, they change to Igbo. They stay long, oh, follow Igbo, buy recharge card for her every week, buy this one for her, buy cloth, buy everything for her suit. They didn't know what. They change to Joseph. From there, one prophet or the other, every year for one prophet. January now, they don't change. That one no work. They change, change, change. You will change. Continue to change. People will come here and connect to the grace that is here. They will receive. You are still with your denominational hangover. Follow one prophet or the other. One prophet or the other. One prophet or the other. Lack of revelation. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Because you don't even know the power of the spoken word. Do you people realize something? Maybe because it is not easy to get him. Baba Adeboye. Do you notice that these redeemed people, they have so much faith on him? I said maybe because they don't have access to him, so the only time they see him. Okay, maybe I'm too common. No. Because if I start talking now, even to answer, they beg you not to answer me, amen. Yes, now, after you have my phone number, small time you go call us, small time you go call, small time you go call. That man will just stand like this. You know, they shout like me, oh. Daddy is saying, somebody here, and everybody is somebody, is here. Daddy say this year, somebody here is going to be a millionaire. Hey, amen. But if I shout here, somebody here will be a millionaire. Then I will add again, can somebody say amen? I'm going to beg them to say amen. They are waiting for us to finish. Then they will line up in the offices of the prophets. Amen. Praise the Lord. You are suffering from denominational hangover. Hallelujah. The spirit and the bride say what? Oh my. You don't know the meaning of that scripture. The spirit and the bride say, they are so united. What the spirit is saying is what the bride is saying. What the bride is saying is what the spirit is saying. We are united because we are restored back to the world. Hallelujah. God was in rounded up the ministry of William Branham with the revelation, the reality of the power of the spoken word, using that same verse 23 of Mark chapter 11. If you say, and you will not doubt, but will believe that what you say will come to pass, you will have what you say. If I were you, what I want to achieve this year, I will write them down. Every day, I will be speaking to that situation. I'll be speaking to that area of my life. Stand before a mirror and prophesy to yourself. Hallelujah. When it is time for offering, every offering you give is opportunity to be blessed. Let a word of prayer go with it. This is a prophetic ministry where we believe in prophetic action. As I do this, let this happen. It is the power of the spoken word that witches and wizards use. It's the power of the spoken word. When they see you going, say you they go abroad. You can't give thanksgiving for your village. You are going abroad. They will take something that represents you and do something I do this, so shall his life be. And they do it by a witchcraft power that is in them. And the Bible says, greater is he that is in me. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. He said, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. When you know you have the Holy Ghost, you are carrying a grace. You are carrying a mandate. You are carrying a power. This year, there shall be restoration. Let somebody say amen. When I speak, look, I am speaking from something, a revelation that was quickened to me. I told our pregnant women, 6 weeks program, I said, we are not laying hand on your womb. Come here on Wednesday, we will speak. We will be speaking. The angel did not lay hand on the womb of Mary. Ye shall conceive in thy womb, and thou shalt bear a child. And the name of the child shall be called Shekinah. And the word became flesh. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He said, life and death is where? The power of the tongue. He said, those that love it, they shall eat the fruit of it. If you don't love it, you won't enjoy it. And let me tell you, especially sisters, you have more of that power than the brothers. God designed you with it. Because physically, it is the man is endowed physically. We have physical strength. Our strength is, you know, in our build. The woman, she's a weaker vessel, but therefore God balanced it, gave her strength in her mouth. Mouth. Praise the Lord. You don't know you have that power. I was speaking somewhere and I was telling the women that many of you, all the nonsense that your children do, women, all the stubbornness, all the nonsense, now they are carrying, it's a function of the things you are speaking on those children. Go back and reverse it. Call your children and be blessing them. Be blessing them. No matter how they provoke you, restrain yourself and then bless them instead. When your husband is going and pursuing anything, tell him, hold hand with him and bless him. Say it. You know, any day he vexes you, if you say anything, thing. Ike. Ah, Ike. Ah. Ike, me. Ike. When you see a woman do it like that, ah, Ike. I pity you. Ike. I pity you. She knows that if she enter room, naked herself, talk, it will come to pass. She knows. So when you see a woman say, I pity you, I pity you. Turn and beg her. Are we ready to exercise that power? Not only here. Oh. Hallelujah. Not only here. Praise God. Now, while we are here now, what, so that somebody will know that what I am saying is the truth. Between now and the end of this month, what area of your life do you want God to change? If you can write it down, because you will hold it every day and be speaking to that area. Hallelujah. If God has called me into the pastoral office, then you better have this revelation that any pronouncement I make concerning your welfare, heaven will back it up. That is one revelation many of you don't know. And depend more on the God of the man than depending on the man of God. Get connected to the God of the man rather than the man of God. Amen. Abraham, one time God said, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He said, that is my name. That means you should refer to him. Hallelujah. You can say, the God of Bride Assembly, and he will answer. The God of Pastor Moses Alu, and he will answer. Because he is truly my God. Praise the Lord. I have no other God beside him. Amen. And he referred himself, told me that he is my Father and my God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We have tried to clean this atmosphere so that the children of God can enjoy the liberty of the Spirit. Take advantage of it. Don't look at your neighbor. Look at yourself and God. Salvation is an individual thing first. If not, you will stop. Don't listen to what your neighbor is telling you to weaken your faith. Hallelujah. Look unto Jesus. He's the author and finisher of our faith. I am saying this because this year shall be better than last year for somebody in the name of Jesus. I say it again. This year shall be better than last year for somebody in the name of Jesus. What you did not achieve last year, you will achieve double this year in the name of Jesus. Now, we call this altar Restoration Altar. And when I said it, you can see that they have put the sign there. It's Restoration Altar. And I have prayed, and I will continue to pray even in my privacy, that anybody's life that has been scattered, oh God, when they step into this auditorium and call upon you, Father, restore them in the name of Jesus Christ. Therefore, we rededicate this altar. The life will proceed from this altar in the name of Jesus Christ. Any prayer offered from here, God will answer it. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I have taught you how to exercise faith. I have told you crazy things I have done. If you listen to every teacher of prosperity, those who practice it, if they tell you the things they did, I'm telling you, some of them look unbelievable, but they are true. Listen to the testimony of Oyedepo. What he did, he said, I remember he saying, he said when he was doing those things with those who started the ministry with him, he said, he told them, do what I am doing now. Because when I will begin to reap what I'm doing, you will not be jealous. Crazy things that they were doing. Amen. Is it a crazy thing that somebody will look at his account and then empty it? Say, Father, take it for thanksgiving. Okay, so because you'll be pastor now. Before I became pastor, I was doing it. Amen. I'll tell you my testimony. You're not going to close here today. Crazy things. If you are close to me, you will hate me. Because you won't know what I want to do. But I have never lived by my bank balance. Anytime I have a need, there will be a supply. I am telling you that is the truth. Praise the Lord. Because my wife was reminding me the same thing. He said, but you know now, anytime you have a need, there will be a supply. It's true. And I am not a beggar. I don't go begging anywhere. I don't have the courage to go and beg. I will never be a beggar. Somebody make that statement. I will never be a beggar. Say it and mean it. I will never be. Say it and mean it. I will be a giver. I will not be a beggar. I will be a giver. I will be a giver. I will be a giver. I will not be a beggar. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I said I wanted to go. I want to travel to UK sometime in December. To buy tickets there. It took me how long? About 3 weeks or so. And they pay the travel agent, small. I get to there, I pay. And then I was laughing within myself. Ticket, to buy tickets for you and your family, now they take you so long. So how are you going to reach there? How are you going to go? I'm going to stay for there. Amen. 1 week or so to my takeoff. Somebody just spoke. So it's like I heard you say you're going to London. I said, yes, I'm going to London. He said, Yeah, I said, I'm going to sew into this trip. Oh. Contract envelope. What in India? $2,500. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't get 2,500. I showed my wife. I said, he does that. My God shall supply all my need. He does. He does. Hallelujah. He does. If I tell you what I was doing for this kind of blessing to come, it will shock you. But the kind of what they do, I know they talk about because they are unbelievable. But that is what has sustained me all of my life. Oh, I never lack. If there is a need, there will be a supply. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hey, another one say, when are you going? I love you will not be around in the church next week. I say yes. Are you traveling? I say it's out of the country. I say yes. A sister. He say, next week. I say, why are you saying He said she too, she's traveling. She was looking very worried. I'll call you back, sir. I'll call you back, sir. Before I know what? Another $2,000. Said that God give me. By the time I reached London, I was moving like a VIP. Somebody, that will be your testimony in the name of Jesus. I don't know how many people believe my testimony. Igbo, you say you carry grace to prophesy, but I carry grace to prosper the people. Your life will move forward in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let that person I'm speaking to say confidently, because somebody is key into what I am saying. Something is getting quickened to you. Your life will move forward from today in the name of Jesus Christ. Nobody around me will suffer poverty. Nobody connected to this grace that is flowing here will suffer poverty in the name of Jesus. Okay. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Any cause of stagnation, power of the spoken word, you are going to break it. Don't say, Jesus, do it for me. Say, I break it in the name of the Lord Jesus. I break the cause that has kept me in this condition. I declare this offering a key. As I will drop it at this altar, there shall be restoration, and mention the area you want that restoration. Are you ready to prophesy to your life? Very loud with all authority. Whatever you say will come to pass. If this testimony I gave is true, of course it is true. I think my wife is around. She can confirm it. She can confirm now because even she herself, she was surprised. Though she's no longer surprised. It's what I'm saying concerning our trip to London in December.
It's true.
It's true now. From now where it was coming, like that. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Yes, you must prosper. Joel chapter 2, verse 25. The first statement there is say, I shall restore. I said, the Lord shall restore.
Any sister here, you are having menstrual problem, there shall be restoration. Any sister here, your marriage is shaking, there shall be restoration. Businessman or woman, there shall be restoration. Your health, the health of your body, your physical health, there shall be restoration.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
You know why I like my God? He is practical. An old woman walked out of a sister now.
Around there.
If my God will, God will, God will. If my God will, you are too more.
I made this front. That's why I, anytime I say anything and it is true, God will come and back it up. An old woman.
It was from this side I saw it.
An old woman walked out of a sister. Any old woman, a witchcraft, a witch that has been in control of your life, today they are out of your life in the name of Jesus Christ.
Take that prayer point first. Take that. Please, if you notice that spirit that walk out of you, run to the altar now. Who is the first thing? Come quickly. You saw it.
Yes.
An old woman.
Something just walk out of my body.
Walk out of your body. Where were you sitting? This side. You too? You saw it?
Yes, sir.
And I saw an old woman that walked out of this sister. You too? Please take this prayer point. Satan is a liar. I said today is a day of restoration.
And you will go by fire. You will torment anything that is disturbing your progress. Open your mouth by fire. Torment it out of your life. Open your mouth. Torment it out of your life. Out of your business. Out of your marriage.
You go man on the moor, and my God will, you are too more. Who is there like on you? Who is there to compare you? That is my God will, you are too more. You are the mighty in Basu, Jehovah Elohim. You are greater than the great, higher than the highest. You are the God. Onye kangasi no iri gi, odi onye di kagi.
Say.
You are too much. Opagi loli e diari lom, anu na bwe bona sandi. Emo, my God, you are too much.
So shall it be in the name of Jesus Christ. So shall it be in the name of Jesus Christ. If you can answer me, amen, very loud. Any old
ancestral spirit that has been disturbing your progress. You are disconnected from that spirit today in the name of Jesus. Again, any problem I have inherited from my parents, from my father, from my mother, my grandfather, great grandfather, in my family that I've inherited, today let it end. Today let it end by fire. Very loud, you call upon his name. Ah, Jesus. Lord Jesus, where shall we go? Every ancestral problem.
Tupu vilie no chezea, ebu mimilie deledu. Vilie no chezea, oke mimilie deledu. Nati vilie no chezea, ila maraga. Ebu mimilie deledu. The bullet me where the dead do, my poor heart is over. Let the Jesus Christ be no noble, name me for the Naladola. The bullet me where to what the end, who must be a little well on the new job. I will not. Oh, when you get put in one, it's a question of every minute. Jesus, we must be quack on the call. Cannot you the more? The bully cannot you the more? Jesus, we walk with the limbia, where there are two, there
Foundational problem. Foundational problem is over today in the name of Jesus Christ. Hey. Hallelujah. Give Pastor Thomas microphone to say something. And I saw it on your forehead like this. Breakthrough. Amen. Thank you, So he said it four times. This is my year of breakthrough. Say it four times.
This is my year of breakthrough. This is my year of breakthrough. This is my year of breakthrough. This is my year of breakthrough.
Somebody open your mouth. Open your mouth and confess it. This year is my year of breakthrough. Which breakthrough are you looking for?
Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. The Lord ministered to me that this year shall be our year of breakthrough. That voice that speaks to me has never told me anything that fails to pass. That's why I say it confidently. By the end of this year, we shall understand that revelation. There shall be breakthrough in your life. Yes. Based on what I heard, I declare, even as thus said the Lord, that this year is our year of breakthrough in the name of Jesus Christ. Many people believe that what I am saying is the truth. The devil wants to destroy somebody, cut your life short with a complication, but the Lord has put it to an end. Nobody here will die cockroach dead in the name of Jesus. Nobody here will die cockroach dead in the name of Jesus.